Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Listener, welcome to the Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee.
I'm not. I'm Catherine Boyle.
Busy show tonight.
Yeah.
So both a bit tired. Feeling very flat, I'm going to be honest. Feeling flat. Someone send us a link for Balcony Shirts new ad. We'll play it. Feeling flat tonight. I'm trying to change mortgages because my 2 years on my mortgage is up. And if I change mortgage, I can, after an initial outlay, I can actually save money. So I've got a mortgage advisor and he's found me a deal. It saves me about 140 quid a month.
Nice.
After an initial outlay. And I had to send him all of my bank statements, all of this. And he's going through it. And he just got back to me and said, Ian, can I ask, what is it? You seem to have spent a lot of money on this company here. Can I ask what this is? And I went, right. Okay, yeah, I had a drugs relapse and I spent quite a bit of money on online porn recently. So that's what that, he went, okay, fine, moving on. Now, that's right, I had to tell a mortgage advisor that I'd had a drugs relapse and had spent some money on online pornography. I know you can get it for free, but when you're high, you just don't think. 02, I'll give out the number in a bit. This is the Late Night Alternative. This is the only phone-in show on Twitch, and I got to say, my Xbox from Argos has not turned up today.
Uh-huh.
My Xbox from Argos has not turned up today. I didn't get any delivery details. I forgot it was coming out today, and then I thought, oh, is the Xbox coming out today? Is it coming out today? So I spent an hour on the phone trying to get through to Argos, and I thought, he's not going to speed anything up. So I haven't got my Xbox. So I don't know. What do I do?
What is he supposed to do now?
What do I do now? So I've tweeted them. Obviously, their tweet had closed. I mean, I'm not in any great rush for it, right? Was I going to use it? Probably not. But I would like to know it's definitely coming. So, because it's my kid's Christmas present.
Little missus, you know you can keep stuff like that to yourself, right?
Other people.
You must
might
be
not
new
have,
here.
Other people might not have got their Xboxes either, little missus.
Yeah.
Matty says, I've spent all day downloading games and not playing any. And that's it, because this one is going to be for my boys. And so I want it to come so I can spend all day updating, transfer. I guess you transfer stuff from the old one. I don't know. I want to do all that. So on Christmas Day, they can open it.
And
they plug it in. Bishy, bashy, boshy. Rex Kobo, was yours ordered from Argos? Which is like a very... Argos is like the old-fashioned Amazon, where you'd have to go there, search through a magazine, a catalogue, I believe they called it, and then do it. Thank you, St. John. Nice. Can we get a shout out for St. John? Did anybody order their Xbox through Argos and not get... Because I am worried. Because I know a load more went on sale today and they went within minutes. But it's my kids' Christmas present. And I did... I'm worried now. It's one of my kids' Christmas presents. You know, they're going to get a lump of coal and a Satsuma as well, of course. You think I'm tight. But I am worried that... it's not going to... That somehow my order has fallen through the cracks. Mm.
But I think the fact that a lot of people are complaining about exactly the same thing suggests it
Well, I don't know if anyone is.
Oh, I thought you said a lot of people said that they had another Xboxes.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Did I dream that bit then?
Yeah. Because does anybody ordered an Xbox through Argos and not got it? Because I'm getting worried now. I'm getting worried now. Please don't tell me that you've got yours. Don't tell me your 26-year-old nephew. Brilliant. That's great. I'm talking about me. Yeah. And I didn't get mine. And it is just because it's the Christmas present for the boy. I know we're ages away, but there may be one more tranche of Xboxes that come in. Are you hearing a buzz? Talking to you, Matty. Just because this lead will be on the power lead, but I don't want to unplug it because then you've got to redo everything. I didn't know, all these people saying there's a buzz here. I didn't ask you about the buzz. Fizzy Mint, was it confirmed for the day one delivery? I don't know. I ordered it in September.
Oh.
I assumed it would be. Anyway, that's life. So far we've covered porn and Xboxes. Cycletour says scalpers are already selling them eBay for 800 quid. Scumbags. What's scummy about that?
Don't hate the player, hate the game, man.
Yeah, exactly. Hate COVID. Hate Microsoft. Don't hate them. They're doing it. I don't know. Right, Cumsocks, your block. Can we ban this guy? Straight away. I will not be had myself referred to as a MILF. For goodness sakes. There is a buzz, and that buzz is going to annoy me, isn't it?
Isn't it funny? A woman on the internet has to be just defined as MILF.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
It's shit.
Again, you must be new here.
It's shit. And part of me saw that. And my initial reaction is because I want to protect you, because we are friends. Is I'll get rid of that before she sees
it. I'd seen it.
Well, and actually, that's again, that's my knee jerk reaction. Is, I want to get rid of it before she sees it. Knee jerk reaction, it doesn't count. It's the second thought is, of course, she's going to see it, and you know, I can't protect her from that, and it's not my job to protect her from that. It's perhaps my job to educate my boys not to do that.
Yeah.
To try and stop it there, and to maybe explain to people here why it's shitty to say who's the MILF. But if you're already here and you're saying that, I can't help you. How does that make you feel?
My first reaction is to ignore it. My second reaction is it's just the internet. My third reaction is that's the same boys will be boys shit that means that people have been getting away with this for years. I don't think it's all right to be a dickhead. There you go. That's my classification of you in one sweeping judgment. I think mine's probably more accurate.
It's lousy, this. It's lousy, this. And since coming out as bisexual, I get the tiniest glimpse of what idiots men can be. Tiniest. I guess I am comparing it to how women are treated, but I'm not in any way saying they are similar. I'm saying, you know, how women are treated online is like, this is like, you know. But I had a couple the other day. I had two the other day. Like DMs in my Instagram. Oh, I've got beard envy. What I could do with that from blokes. I just think, but F off. And that's tiny and I'm a man and it is different and, you know, centuries
but
of what...
you should be cheerful about it because it shows you're attractive. You should take it as a compliment. That's the next recourse for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
It's not okay. And also, have a word with yourself. Is that the first, you know... When would you talk to a stranger like that in any other way than when you're sitting behind a keyboard? Mind you, some people do. That lad the other night, I know he was off his flipping nut, but I pulled him out of a ditch.
Oh, that was
I pulled him out of a ditch, I pushed his bike halfway home for him, and he thinks that's all right. I don't know. It's on them, not me, but still. Oh, God.
Although I do have to say, and I don't want to make light of anything.
I am not exercising my fanny. I don't know why you got your glasses on.
Oh, sorry. we have got a soundboard now, which I think, thank God, if you're watching on a computer, if you scroll down, there is a soundboard and you can use bits to play sounds, sound bites, drops. And thank God, people, we had a lot of fun with it. Yes, everyone's going, get rid of it. It's disrespectful. It's interrupting the show. Get rid of it. And I went, no. I'm not going to, because I think you will learn to live with it. Day two, and people are calm and at peace.
Or maybe they'd forgotten about it and now we've reminded them.
No. They will respect it. I mean, it's definitely still there, isn't it? It's still there, right? Yeah, it's still there. Good. Okay, so we're
give
all
us
good.
The meat. Okay. Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat.
Seeing if it works. Thank you.
Thanks for doing that sound Thank check you. For us.
Testes, 1, 2, 3. Thank you. What is this show?
Well, we were going to start with Pass the Chat On, weren't we?
What is the show? I want to explain to the new people what this show is.
Right.
Oh, well, by the way, I started watching Parasite became big. It was recommended to me by one of the viewers here. I won't shame him, right? And I watched it, and I'm not proud to say I watched it on a hooky website. Proud to say it. And after 45 minutes, I was bored rigid.
Slow, was it?
So I switched it off, right? And then then it became big, Oscars, you know, all of that. And I thought, and then on Amazon, this is like 2 years later, it's on Amazon. I thought, well, I'll go back in. So I picked, because everyone said, oh, you stopped after 45 minutes. If you'd just given it 5 more minutes.
Tantalisingly close to something good.
So I started.
There's a cat. Sorry, darling.
This is a cat. It's my house.
It's my footstool, apparently, but.
So I then started watching it today from the point where I left it before. Uh-huh. 5 minutes in, it flips.
Kicked off.
It flips on its head. I still haven't seen it. I've seen all of it, but it's They go to the basement, you know, and I hadn't got to the basement. I hadn't got to the basement, and it is great.
Okay.
But what is this show?
Well, I saw someone tweet that they found us on Twitch.
They didn't follow me.
They followed us to Twitch.
They didn't follow me, though. They don't follow me on Twitter.
Well, maybe they're not massively into Twitter. Maybe they just, I don't know. I don't know why people do that. Anyway, they followed us to Twitch. And now they feel like, what did they say? It's like they found the upgrade for podcasts.
I'm not really interested in that person's opinion because they don't follow me on Twitter. And if you don't follow me on Twitter, I ain't interested.
I'm not exercising my fanny.
Sorry, that was a tit shot. Here we go. This will get the subs in. Wrong tit, Kath. Thank you. Wrong
tit, Kath. That's the title of this week's podcast.
I've been thinking a lot. It's a phone-in show, but it's not like topics and stuff. It's kind of existential and it's a bit avant-garde and it's a bit up its own arse sometimes. And it's mental health, laughter, joy, celebration.
We'll talk to each other and you can join in. That's kind of it.
I've been thinking a lot, mm-hmm. not a lot.
A bit.
About that call last night from Jessica.
Right.
Where she said that she was the one who'd made the comment about, Kath, you know you can go home after this or something. And it was a comment that really annoyed me.
Right.
Well, I was going to say it annoyed us. I don't know exactly how it made you feel, but it annoyed me. And I was so surprised it was Jessica who made that comment, because she's been calling me on and off. And I say the offs have been longer than the ons, you know, periods of years where she hasn't. And I've always enjoyed her calls. There was one that was a bit funny years ago. But she's been calling me on and off since LBC 15 years ago.
I think that's it.
What?
There is a kind of... There's a hardcore of listeners who feel like they've known you longer than I've known you.
Yeah.
And they have. But who also feel like they know you better than I know you. And so sometimes they'll jump in and explain you to me.
I thought that I interpreted her comment as defending you.
Yeah.
As a woman, saying you don't have to put up with the kind of shit that he does to you.
Exactly, but that's the point. They think that they need to explain you to me because they know you better. I think that's what it is. I try not to take it too personally. You know, it's just this show, isn't it? But there is, and Jessica apologised because it did not come across the way she wanted it to, and that's fair enough.
Knockers are better.
But we do get it a little bit, don't we? The I've been listening to you for years.
Yeah.
And there are people who come on and talk across me to you because they've been listening to you for years. And I'm cool with it. I've got used to, like when we used to do the live shows, some people, and not very many, it has to be said, but some people used to get past me to have a photo taken with you and they were not interested in talking to me. And that's fine. I have to deal with that.
We had a meeting tonight about turning on some Christmas lights in Slough. And Catherine afterwards said, oh, I think they just want you. I said, well, they're not just getting me, they're getting us. That's the package that we are offering them for free. And it'll be a fun gig to do. And I grew up in Slough, it'll be fun. But I do get jungle fever. And the jungle is back. And as we noticed the last couple of years, that when the jungle comes back, there's a slight bubbling up of interest in me. It's slightly less each year, and I suspect it'll be almost nil this year. But so there is jungle fever.
Yeah.
I was in a reality TV show set in a jungle. Jungle. There's no jungle in Australia, but jungle is massive, Dave.
Famously so, yeah.
We're doing it, Harsh. We're doing it. It's virtual. It's a virtual gig. Harsh lives in Slough. It's a virtual gig. They've got these lovely kind of like light things they're going to have down the high street and stuff. And it's to celebrate kind of people in the NHS, but not doctors and nurses, like porters and people that have made a difference, right? So, of course, we're going to do it. It's half an hour and we're doing it for free and it'll be fun. We're doing it from here, unfortunately, because I'd like to be there. And, you know, I grew up in Slough. But we're going to do it. But I can't remember what the point of that was. Anyway.
Oh, no, just the celebrity thing, which I get, and I'm not precious about it. I find it slightly embarrassing to feel like I'm being imposed on people.
But I feel that as well.
Okay.
I feel that as well. You know, I feel that I'm being imposed on people, even when they approach me. I feel, you know, when we do a show, or when I do a show in front of an audience, or we do a show, I kind of think, well, most of them aren't here to see me. Even if it's me, if it's a solo show.
You're thinking of the partners that have been dragged along and don't fancy it.
Yeah. Or people that have turned up and thought, well, this isn't what he's like on the radio. He said the C word. This isn't like what it really is. But it's okay if people think that, but generally aren't. So I feel that.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? I worry about disappointing people I don't know.
Ego's a funny thing. An ego, you can't really... knee-jerk... I'm a big fan of ignoring my knee-jerk reaction, right? And ego, I think, is quite often... there is a knee-jerk reaction in that something comes up that you feel... And it doesn't necessarily represent you. You know, if anger comes up, doesn't necessarily mean you're an angry person. Or if jealousy comes up, doesn't, you know, it comes up. And then one tries to work out why it's come up. What has happened that reminds you of something that happened before and why that's come up. And is this feeling that's coming up, is it useful? Is it what I want? Or do I need to shift my thinking a bit? And I'm... giving this big run up because I'm a little bit nervous to say this. I've told you this already, But it will sound funny to people that don't know us, to the casual viewer. But there was a bit of me last week that was jealous of you doing Judge Boyle.
Right.
And we've got the Judge Boyle and the
Changing Rooms.
Changing Rooms, which are kind of yours, which is great. And the Judge Boyle bit is brilliant. And it's my favourite part of the week. But my ego came up with, and I saw all the lovely comments about it, and it was getting big numbers on YouTube, big numbers on YouTube. And my ego came up, was going, what the fuck? That, I'm jealous. My ego was throwing up jealousy.
Yeah.
Jealousy. And I felt it, and I allowed myself to feel it for a bit. I thought, well, right, well, this is my best mate. This is someone who I have wanted to do this, you know, was my decision to ask you to do this show, and it was done purely because I wanted to do this show with you, and I didn't want you to carry on working at that shithole radio station, which is, you know, and I wanted to do this with you. So I was thinking, so that jealousy doesn't make sense. So where is that coming from? And of course, it generally boils down to low self-esteem on my part. And it's a reaffirmation, or reaffirmation?
Mm.
That I'm worthless, right? Completely illogical, doesn't make any sense. I've worked through it. And a bit of jealousy might come up again, but I know where it's coming from. I'm glad to see you shine. And I think it's really, really funny. And I'm sharing this because it's normal to feel that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where my head goes in what is a 50-50 partnership.
It's funny.
It is. I mean, because it's nuts.
I sit here and watch you every night doing your thing. People love you. And oftentimes I find myself just sitting back. And I think, like, I don't do enough, maybe, because this is you. But isn't it weird? So in we're doing two different shows.
We are. It makes no sense. And you know what? That's Gestalt. But it is. But it really is. But I went for the gag and I forgot where I was going to go. And I had a really good point that I was going to go to. So we're talking about that. We are talking about
why you felt cross about Jessica.
No. I'm going forward kind of from beyond that. Oh, I'll tell you what it was. So I have an online counselling session now every Monday, about 10:15, 10:30. And it's a new counsellor, and it's a woman, and it's the first woman I've had in a long time. And she's younger than me, and that was kind of, it wasn't a deliberate choice, but I kind of approached two people, and they were both younger than me, and I thought, this would be interesting to go for a younger person and a woman. I deliberately chose a woman, and choosing someone younger than me was not a deliberate thing, but I thought, I'm going to see what this feels like, because normally it's older men. And I thought, I have issues with older men, so let's see where this goes. And you have to do it as part of the counselling course, because you need to check in, because you'd go nuts otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the session this week, and I was going to talk about it. What day is it today? Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
Yesterday. And we're doing it and we're talking about something that happened at college and staff and work and not being able to get a job and the numbers here and staff. And she said, there's something, I can see something there. What are you feeling? I said, I don't know. She goes, try. And I sat there thinking, Paul, I'll call you back in a second. Actually, I'll invite Paul into this conversation. Paul, oh, he's gone. I'll call you back in a second. And I don't think so. And someone just with my name and my initial of my of Ian Rugby, and I don't start, the account was open 14 minutes ago. I don't think so.
Off you pop, sweetheart.
And so she said, just try, just think for a second and think what you're feeling. And I started crying. And I said, I've got it. I said, I feel like a failure. And because we talked about the resentment I used to feel and the jealousy of Gervais and Sasha, who I did a TV show years ago with Ricky Gervais and Sasha Baron Cohen. And their careers kind of went, and my career kind of went down like that. And I, you know, consumed with drugs and stuff, but my career went like that. And they were living the career that I'd always imagined I'd have, going to Hollywood and making movies. Mm-hmm. Right? That was the career. And so I struggled with the resentment and jealousy around that for a long, long time. But I've pretty much made peace with that. But it turns out I haven't made peace with the feelings of being a failure. This is why it had such an impact on me in college the other week when people recognised me.
Yeah, because you didn't want that all dragging
out. No. And I consider myself a failure. I'm not saying this so that everyone in the chat goes, oh, you're not a failure. It's cool. It's cool. That's not what I'm saying it for. Kind of realistically, I know I'm not a failure. Intellectually, I know I'm not a failure. But emotionally, there, yeah. I feel like I'm a failure. I feel like I'm a failure because of Sasha and Ricky going off and doing that. Because for a long time in the industry, I was a joke. Who's the, you know, the most successful person from the 11 o'clock show? And then it was the tea lady, Ian Lee. So there was that. And I feel like a failure because of getting divorced. And I feel like a failure because of having won. And I keep going on about awards, and they don't really mean anything to me. But at the moment, they're kind of, I'm talking about them a lot because they're very symbolic of something, of some achievement, some recognition. But I'm really conscious of having won an award for the best, us having won an award for the best radio moment of 2020. And 2 months later, despite my boss saying my job was safe, 2 months later, being let go. And I'm conscious of the fact that everyone on, you know, some really big names on Twitter came out and said, ah, that's not right. And loads of people saying, you'll be all right, you'll get you. And I'm thinking, it doesn't work like that. And that no one has reached out to me for a job, apart from Twitch. And, you know, I emailed some local BBC radio. I emailed some local BBC radio stations offering them cut price cover shifts. And they didn't even reply. And that feels like a failure. And this, I'm going to say something, this is going to may upset some of you, and I don't mean it to. You know, 15 million people watched the final of I'm a Celebrity. On a good night, we'd get about 60,000 listening to talk radio on our show. Generally, it's about 35,000, which is not great. That's about what BBC London gets in the same slot. Anyway, so 60,000. So that felt like failure, kind of going from there. And now we've got 869 people watching. And that, to me, compounds the feeling of failure. Intellectually, I'm not a failure because my kids are doing all right. But I worry about what they will think about me later on. Joe says, I throw paint on walls for a living and radio celebrity Ian Lee feels like a failure. Well, I'm not a celebrity. I'm not on the radio anymore. And yeah, I do feel like a failure, but that's, the comparisons are irrelevant. You know, I'm sure like sometimes world-famous footballers feel like a failure. Pop stars feel like a failure. Homeless people might feel like failures or might feel like kings. It's
who is allowed to express themselves? Does it have to be the person who's got nothing? Are they the only person, or are we allowed to? On this show, we speak freely.
Melissa, stop comparing Twitch to the radio. God, I know it's different. I totally know it's different. But my head, intellectually, I know it's different. But my head,
you can do it right now, please.
Yes. 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 Thanks, Papa Morph. Why is coming out? Get Paul up. Oh, well, I know this is a lot of numbers for Twitch, so please don't think I'm going, oh, Twitch is shit. Au contraire.
No.
It's the feeling.
What we're talking about is that critical voice, and every single person has got one. I don't care who you are, you have got one, right? And it might be the voice of your dad. It might be the voice of the school bully. When you walk into a room and you are on your own, who are you the most worried about, right? You're not thinking about the people who are looking forward to seeing you. There is a voice in your head, and you know, you may be more successful than others in silencing it, but it tells you stuff. It tells you your worst fear. And the worst thing about it is there's always a grain of truth in there.
Unfortunately, always. My voice... My critical voice sounds like this. Paul.
Do better.
There we go. That's what it sounds like. And that's what it looks like. Yay. Let's have a special guest tonight. It's my critical voice. Hey, man, how you doing? We're getting heavy and existential on a Tuesday night, baby. This is happening on Twitch.
Greeky Greek 76, self-pity about the size of your audience to your audience is not becoming. You don't get it, Greeky Greek.
But that's not what we're saying. It's not self-pity.
You're not listening.
It's not self-pity. It might have been in the past. This conversation isn't self-pity, Greeky Geek. Tikanis, polikalai, si. Paul.
Yes. Well, I mean, you triggered me, so I called in to discuss this because I, you know, this is I live with this kind of thought process in my head. Well, you know all the answers. I will say one thing, Mr. Lee. This is directed specific. No, actually, no, because you are both very powerful creators, and I don't mean that in the sense that it comes across initially. Over the years, I have witnessed both of you channel energetic reaction. No, inspire energetic reaction from your audience and channel it in the most extraordinary ways, sometimes knowingly and other times completely subconsciously. And what's going on now? I mean, you are both in transition, and I've talked about this before with both of you. It's scary and frightening and all of that, but I remain convinced that extraordinary things are coming for this show, for you both, because there is something special about you.
How did you get that scar on your top lip? I've never noticed it before.
No.
But close. We're so close to you physically. Look, I'm getting a right old view of that.
I was a child. It's one of two things, and I can't remember which.
I was a child too.
So was I.
This is funny, insane.
It's one of two things. I've always had a keen interest in technology and stuff like that.
Yes.
And I was fascinated with the iron. My mum had been doing some ironing, and she knew I was fascinated, so she took it and she put it up really, really high. Oh. And in her absence, I created a structure. And I was just able to reach up to grab the edge of the flex. And of course, child, you're not thinking about gravity and Newton's law and all of that nonsense. So I pulled on it and smacked myself in the face with the iron. That's one thing that happened. And the other was I was running in church. And obviously, this is highly disrespectful. And
you were smited.
I was smitted. And this, it may be aggravated by the first thing, but it opened up and I had to have stitches for it. I've got stitches, a scar over my left eye as well.
I didn't ask about the eye. I asked about the lip.
The one over the eye was from Nam. And if you weren't there, you don't know, man.
So was it the same wound twice?
That I'm not sure. I'd have to ask my mother.
Okay. Well, can you?
I can, but not currently.
My favourite injury to my kids was my eldest kid, and he must have been, I'm going to say, 6 or 7. And he was running around like a dickhead in the kitchen, and the floor was wet. And everyone was laughing, and it was too much noise. And then, boom!
Oof.
He went straight down on the kitchen floor, and he'd... What had he done? So he'd fallen on his teeth, and his teeth have bitten his top lip and bitten right through his top lip, bitten through. So you could have put two fingers through, right? And ooh, here's the thing. Because we'd been to the hospital, we'd been a little bit usy with the 999 or going to the hospital. For 10 minutes, me and my wife were going, should we take him to the hospital? And then when I sat him down and I looked and I could see, you could see through it, I went, yeah, I'm going to take him to the hospital. And then he's 6, right? And they had to sew it up, and it was horrible, and it was bad. And they tried to do it while he was awake with a local anaesthetic. And I said, this is never going to happen. I will help you. I will sit there with him. But you couldn't, I couldn't sit there awake and let you stitch that up.
God, people can't have eyeliner put on.
So we did
never
that.
Mind.
We did that for an hour. Never
mind, sewn up.
And then they said it's not going to work, so we have to get a cab to another hospital where they did a general anaesthetic. So that's my favourite injury. But I always have to, whenever I talk about that in front of my kids, I always have to reassure my youngest. My youngest goes, yeah, but Daddy, I nearly died when I was a baby, didn't I? And I have to say, he did nearly die when he was a baby. He had his bladder and his kidney were wired up back to front. And so I did have to say, yes, yes, you did nearly die. Once about maybe last year or the year before, it was Children in Need Day, right? And so the kids all got to dress up and I got to go into their class. Parents got to go into their class for a bit and it was all fun. And there was tea and coffee and cakes and it was fun. And then as my youngest said to me, he was really upset. I said, why are you upset? This is a fun day. He said, could you let Miss know that I used to be a child in need?
Mate.
Because he was very, very sick as a baby. And so I said, just to let you know that he was once a child in need. And so this is a very special day for all of us. So, what's your favourite injury to your kids?
To my kids? Oh, God. Yeah, there was one. One of my kids was riding the other, you can guess which.
Yes.
And she was tiny. And she fell off, but she managed to smack herself right on the corner of the sofa where it's the hardest. And her ear came up and it was like Rocky. It was like proper, like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Big red, shiny. And at first you're thinking, well, that looks bad, but it'll go down. No, it got bigger and bigger. And like at one point it was like... I had to take her to the doctor. And really all you're doing is declaring it because they can't do anything about it.
Did he get a pin and pop it?
Well, I suspected they might, but they didn't. They just said, let it go down. But I had to show it to someone.
Thank you, Paul. It's, you know, we are in a transition. This course I'm doing is opening my mind. It's blowing my mind. It's digging up a lot of, scraping out a lot of stuff that I didn't know was there. And this is week 8. I'm going into week 9, you know. And I've got just under 2 years of this. Self-examination and find out, and I'm loving it. And it's but also just, you know, I'm feeling flat today. The last couple of days I've woken up very flat, and I've got up, gone straight to a meeting, had a busy day. Went to a meeting, went out for a walk, came back, did another meeting, spoke to my sponsor, tried to help somebody else in recovery, been trying to sort out a fucking mortgage, had to confess to spending a lot of money on pornography to a mortgage advisor, I've had moments of feeling quite good, but I've just not been able to shake this kind of heavy blanket that I'm wearing today. And that's, you know, that's all right. That's all right. The vaccine is, there's a pinprick of light in the distance that wasn't there 2 days ago when there was no vaccine. It's like an ending of this chapter is on the horizon. Christ knows what the next chapter is going to be, because it ain't going to be what it was like, you know, 12 months ago. It's going to be different. But the ending of this chapter is approaching, and that gives me some comfort.
Two things.
Here we go.
You are a master at deflection.
Well, I don't know if that's me. I think Catherine is really...
Well, it was you who did the abrupt right turn into facial injuries and stuff.
Yeah, it's one of my classic tricks.
The second thing, I think, and we as a species, we don't talk about fear enough. Because, in my experience, there are two energetic conduits, and one flows through love and one flows through fear. And fear can manifest itself in all sorts of ways, and fear of failure, fear of the negative. It comes from us, and we use the world to show us that we are correct, that, you know, all of our fears are true and right. But equally, the other comes from us, the success, the light, the good, the love. The joy comes from us, and we use the world to reinforce our own beliefs. So it's, as far as I'm concerned anyway, it's about training your inner dialogue as best you can, and being open to the magical possibilities that exist everywhere. And in my own experience, that's what got through me the three of the hardest years of my life in transition from Malaysia back to this country. Mm. From a job and a life that I invested everything in and then suddenly had nothing at all, seemingly for no reason. Mm. and right at the start of my marriage as well. It was, well, looking back on it, excruciating. And I remember it was probably 4 or 5 years afterwards. I was sat at dinner just talking about stuff in general. And a lovely guy, a friend of mine, I owe him a message. He pointed out that actually they had hurt me very badly by pushing me out of that orchestra. Mm. And yeah, I almost burst into tears because I'd never looked at it that way because, you know, I'd always been wronged. But actually, in retrospect, you know, I moved out there when I was 26 and the potential in that orchestra, in that group, in that situation. I mean, you know, an orchestra that's funded by a new orchestra, funded by 6 seconds of the national oil company's oil flow in a year, annual oil flow, 6 seconds. Wow. Paid for everything. And I just thought, this is an incredible place because, you know, they wanted to achieve this world-class status and they were actively striving towards it. And then 14 years later, having given everything to that, the new CEO says, you know, but I don't want you or 6 of your colleagues, and I'm not going to give you a reason why.
Gosh. That's the hardest thing, isn't it? That's like being dumped and not knowing why. Yeah. All of a sudden, that's hard. That's really hard.
But, you know, I got my MBE a few weeks ago, and when I first heard about that, I thought, wow, that orchestra, they set me free. Mm. They actually set me free because my marriage is stronger for the disruption and the chaos. My musical experience is deeper, broader, wider, just so much richer. Mm. from the you know, all of these other groups I've worked with and my journey to where I am now. They did me the biggest favor, but at the time it hurt so much.
Yeah.
And you know, there will always be an emotional scar there, honestly, but I'm so much better for the experience. And one day I dare say both of you will be able to look back at what happened at the other place and be grateful.
Oh, to a certain extent, that's growing already, you know, when you see the toxicity of that radio station. By the way, Primordial Radio, thank you for the raid. Thank you. Thank Sorry you. You're joining us in the middle of a deep conversation. There are, you know, the toxicity that has increased significantly since we left.
Yeah.
We may have been the little boy with the finger in the dike. That once we pulled that finger out, I don't know. But so there is elements of that. But yes, my ego is wounded, my confidence is battered, it's not getting a reason. But quite often we don't get reasons when things end, whether it's a relationship or a job or whatever. People don't always give reasons. Mm-hmm. And that's unfair, but that's also their prerogative.
Yeah.
If they don't want to give a reason, they don't have to. You know, it's not morally, it's not particularly a sound basis, but it's they don't have to.
But you're both strong enough to take this and more. And I believe that's why it has been allowed to come to you in this way. And I fully appreciate that, you know, this is challenging in all sorts of ways. I fully appreciate that. But
you've changed now. But Gatford did some gestalt there.
Did he? What did he do?
Gatford said, Gatford pointed out that as you were talking about being let down, betrayed, hurt, I'm making words up, so whichever word is closest to you from that orchestra, you were hugging yourself.
Oh, that's because of the way I'm sitting. To the desk.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. But it's interesting that you're not doing it now, but you were when you were talking about that.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm sure I've got stuff that I haven't looked at properly because it's never been convenient because I've been running around trying to pay bills and do this and do that and, you know. Yeah. Actually, yeah. No, I'll take that. Thank you, Gatford.
Gatford. That's gestalt. Always lovely to speak to you, my friend. Take care.
Night,
see you later on. That's the show.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow, we got heavy. We got existentially in the first hour. We were going to play a silly game. Sinjin. Thank you, Sinjin. It's very nice. You're welcome to call in if you want. So it's a phony show. 0203-286-6370 if you're in the UK. It's like a normal phone number. It's not premium or anything like that. So if you've got minutes, comes off your minutes. I'm looking a little bit paley there. I'm going to go down a little bit.
Just give us a shout and tell us what's on your mind. And it might be something stupid or it might be something, you know, important.
That's Gestoutford. Sorry, Lonely God did. That's Gatchtout. But I fixed it for you, made it. That's Gestoutford. That's better. But I'll let you have that one, Lonely. Hello, Neil. I've got to sort these buttons out. I keep saying it. If I sorted these buttons out, what a show this would be. There we go.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Just listening to what Paul's saying and listening to what you were saying before Paul's call, something that I've struggled with for many years is experts chipping in and telling me that, you know, squashing my passions, squashing my kind of enthusiasm to get on and do things. And you think that you're inadequate and you think that they know best. And I really struggled with it for many, many years. I'm not saying I'm perfect at it, but I've chosen not to listen to the experts. I've chosen not to listen to people that think they know better. And some of those people are close, you know, close to me. You know, they're family members and things. And you just think, you know what, I don't need to listen to you. I don't need that in my world because it's negative. Something that I picked up on a bit like you, Ian, where you're going off to college and you're, you know, you're learning different things. You'll pick up tools and you'll pick up, you know, models and principles.
Did you? Sorry, because that "See Me in My Boots and Ting" came through the wrong space, and we're doing a heavy chat, and that's fine. But I don't know why "See Me in My Boots and Ting" came through there. It came through the speakers. Did you guys hear that properly, or did you hear that through our speakers? And thank you, Anonymous, for doing that.
Yeah, it's an example of life finding a way.
I don't know why that came through the speakers. All right, I'll have a little look at that in a minute. Go on. Sorry.
So I made that decision to kind of, you know, to squash that. And then, as I say, you'll pick up on models, principles and tools and things that you'll find. But one that stuck with me was the elevator principle, which is that some people take you up and some people will take you down. And then it's about choosing which lift to go in and things. And actually, I've chosen not to bring those people into my world that are going to take me down. I don't want to go to that place. I don't want to feel like that and things. And it's, Yeah, it's horrible. Absolutely okay. horrible.
I'm going to take that on. Catherine,
and at age...
would you go home, please?
But at a certain age, and I don't know what age it would have been, whether it was... I'm in my mid.
I can hear, stop doing it while we're doing this, and I will find out a way to switch it off. Go, Neil. Sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of breaking my train of thought, but hey, who cares?
There you go.
It's frustrating. I don't like negativity around me because for many years it brought me down, you know, whereas you know, I don't know what age it was, whether it was my late 30s or early 40s, something changed and I got stronger, and I was able to kind of say no, I'm not having that in my world, and things, and you know, put it to one side. Do you find that there's an age? That was my kind of query, really.
I don't think there's an age. I think it comes when it comes, or it doesn't come at all. You know, yeah. It comes to everyone.
I think I give less of a toss now. I'm a bit older. I think of some of the things that happen. I mean, online, for example, I wouldn't have been able to handle this when I was in my mid-20s, the sort of stuff that we get. But now I've got nothing to prove, and I don't care, and I'm not, you know...
It's a concern for the 20-year-olds that are going through this kind of digital age where there's a lot of banter, you know, yeah. A lot of, you know, slagging off and things. And you just think, you know what, you know, that they're being harmed by
this. We are in danger, though, of sounding like old people because it's different for them because they've always had this. Doesn't necessarily justify the language and the tone that's being used, but we are in danger of... you know, being what my parents were like when, you know, kind of when pop music changed and videos changed. Yeah. Oh, God, this is going to corrupt the youth. And then you go back to their parents when my granddad used to hate the Rolling Stones. He thought they were ridiculous and were dangerous. So there is an element of that, you know. I think, yeah, you know, there are problems with the internet and pornography and online bullying and all of that stuff. But 20-year-olds have always had the internet. I've had the internet. I mean, I got the internet in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had the internet for 21 years. 20-year-olds have always had it.
Yeah.
I worry slightly. Their problems, I slightly about kind of completely putting it.
Yeah,
down.
But and I'm not. I'm just saying from my perspective, yeah, this is a sort of, you know, thing that I don't care anymore. Sort of things were said, but when I first started out as a presenter, I was very eager to please everyone, and of course that's hiding to nothing with that, an absolute hiding to nothing, and it took me scratching me, he's hugging my leg but he can't put his claws away.
Georges,
you're on a hiding to nothing because all you can do, especially on the radio and with talk, you know, speech radio in particular, you can't be anything other than what you are. Sooner or later it's going to come out. And if it's not good enough for people, then they're listening to the wrong show. You can't squeeze yourself into whatever mould that they need or as individuals, because it just doesn't exist.
Yeah. For me, just aside from that, it was the experts. It's the ones that it's the people that have got more experience and they think they know. It's kind of like, you know, when people say to you, don't invent that because it's already been done.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, it's stopping the inventor. It's stopping, you know, because somebody says something, it kind of squashes the, you know, the enthusiasm and the passion for changing something discovering something.
Argumentative, but I like listening to experts. I like listening to people who have trod the path before me. Thank you. Who have trodden a path before me, and then I choose what I...
But that's the point, isn't it? You choose what you find useful.
I'm struggling to think of any experts who've told me that I should or shouldn't do something.
Oh,
a good expert will.
What about the people who've said that they want you to follow a certain clock, or they want to do certain things with your show, and this is how
I
you do
I wouldn't class
things.
Those as experts. I class those as bosses.
Yeah,
and that's different. I would say bosses are different from experts generally.
Yeah,
generally, I've had David Lloyd was a boss, and I would say he was an expert. The only expert I've probably. Harry Thompson on the 11 o'clock show, probably the only two experts that have been my boss.
It took me a while to work out the experts from the people who had lots to say.
Yeah.
It took me a long while. I remember being told very early on when I started presenting, don't tell people how you really feel. They don't care. They've got it a lot worse than you.
But that's not expert advice. That's dickish advice.
That was from a boss, right? Yeah, yeah, and I was starting out, and she'd been doing it for years. So I listened to that, and for a long time, I tried to keep things kind of smooth. And people got no personality whatsoever because I was told that that's not what was required. Mm-hmm. That bit of advice that probably took her 2 minutes to think of or to tell me probably set me back by about 5 years in terms of finding my personality on the radio.
I'm a fan of experts, I think. I think. People who've trodden the path before me and have not knowledge and insight as a result of that, I'll listen, I think. You're not listening to them, Neil.
I wouldn't
listen to experts. You wouldn't listen to experts.
Well, any at all. There's a difference between an expert and a know-it-all, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's a difference. Yeah, yeah. I'm of the mind of damn lies and statistics and things. So, you know, experts that come back to me with, with their viewpoint and things, I would take
they're
it with
experts.
A pinch of salt.
I'm so confused, but they're experts. If they... Maybe our definitions of experts are off because an expert is someone who knows stuff.
Not always.
Well, then they're not an expert.
Yeah, yeah. There's probably a better phrase from Catherine there is know-it-all.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
someone...
Experts claim
Yeah, they claim they've got wisdom and they've got experience or life experience and they'll squash you for that, you know, for things like that. Experts, a phrase that I've always kind of had in the back of my mind is the very credentials that these people are waving around as something special, you know, is dog dirt.
Again, I don't
means
agree.
Nothing to me.
Okay, well, it means nothing to you. I can't disagree with that, but... It depends.
But there's no one better than the other. That's my point, is that we're all on the same...
What's your definition of better in this context?
Well, that's where the expert part comes in, that they come in with this kind of, you know, special kind of status, and I'm like, I don't...
No, you instill that status on them. That's your issue. I mean, if an expert comes in and acts like a dick, well, they're a dick, but I'll still pick their brains and still see what I can take from it, you know, either given or steal. I've not got a problem with that. I'm confused because I'm confused. I respectfully suggest that you're using expert in the wrong context.
Yeah, fair shout. I don't necessarily.
I'm an expert on the monkeys, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you wouldn't think that you wouldn't. If you had to go and write an essay on the monkeys and I spoke to you, you suggesting that you would disregard it and blow it off and go, fuck that
guy. Go and Google it all yourself.
And go and write it yourself without listening to my expertise.
No, probably not. It's probably an attitude that comes with the expert, I guess.
But I don't think I, again, would struggle.
That's why I probably say the phrase, these people that are waving something around as something special, as like
who's
their big certificates.
Like a degree?
Yeah, like, you know, big certificates and things.
Who's done that to you? I don't know anyone that's done that.
Yeah, several, yeah. It's just probably a challenge that I've had over the years of facing people that have got, you know, this kind of, And then it's just life experience. But at a certain point in time, I just like, you know, it means nothing anymore. It means nothing to me anymore. That I can just carry on and do what I want to do, set out. And I've got a small business and it's successful and it's hard work, you know, but I've grafted for it. You know, I've not needed anybody to, you know, to chip in and tell me how to do it and things. So I'm, you know, I'm not a self-made millionaire by
if
any
you
stretch.
To an expert, you might be.
Would you?
Would I listen to an expert that if there was an opportunity of becoming a millionaire and improving my work? Yes. As a younger man, I wouldn't. Fuck you. As a younger man, I would not because I was arrogant and I thought I knew it all. But now, the last 10 years, yes. there's an expert that can say, look, I have walked this path before, right? And I made 20 mistakes before I found the successful path. Tell me what you did wrong. Am I close to doing what you did? Where am I? What is this? What? They can make suggestions and I would listen to them, and it will be up to me to choose which suggestions. Here's the thing, right? I'm talking to an expert about my mortgage because I can't sort out mortgages myself. I've never done it, right? Maybe the first mortgage. After that, I can't do it because it terrifies me. So I pay a little bit more premium to go to a mortgage advisor, right? And all it means is it gets whacked on the mortgage. You don't really notice it. But I'm going to him for his expert opinion. So I've gone to this guy and he has said, right, you can keep this mortgage here and pay this. You can go to this mortgage here and pay a bit less, or you can go to mortgage C here and pay a little bit more than mortgage B, but ultimately it works out cheaper just because of the way the maths is done. And he's given me his expert advice. I then have to look at that, think about it, weigh up the pros and cons, and then take a bit of a punt. But it's less of a punt because I've listened to his expert opinion.
These are professionals in their jobs.
They're experts. You know,
yeah.
He's an expert.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've argued against experts.
Well, I've argued about people that are the know-it-alls, the people that I call them the experts because
then we need to stop using the word experts for clarity because we're not arguing about experts then.
No, because I've got an accountant and I would trust my accountant to do my books. You know, so, you know, that's their profession. It's something that I wouldn't know anything about, so I trust them to get on with it. So yeah, it's a different definition. I've got people around me that are, you know, that try to bring me down because they think they know better than me, and that's the type of people that I'm referring to. Okay. I just nickname them probably experts.
Kat has been attacked by Kat. Thank you very much indeed. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. Let's talk about our brilliant sponsors, GELaw.co.uk. All of these people are experts in their field, and I salute them.
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors. Brilliant. If you are getting divorced, horrible, horrible time, but it needn't be made even worse by being put in more combative situations and stuff.
I would say combative.
Okay. So you can go to lawyers who'll stir it.
You can go to
Gregorian Emerson Family Law, who will try to calm those waters and make sure that you and your family have the best restart possible once the divorce is over. That's Gregorian Emerson Family Law.
Poseidon Safety Management. Talk to me about these guys while I look up a little something on here,
please. If you're in Devon and Cornwall, I'm just giving up on this footstool now because it's quite clear it's not mine anymore. If you're in Devon and Cornwall, you need something watching in terms of security, then Poseidon Safety Management are your team. They have the biggest squad of guard dogs in Devon and Cornwall. They do manned guarding. They will guard men
guard
dogs and mobile patrols. They recruit from the areas that they serve, so they have a vested interest in making those communities safer. And they also, you know, they have a kind of human approach to things in terms of they don't just turn up in, you know, sort of foreboding dark uniforms and make everyone feel like they're being, you know, judged. It's kind of, they're part of the community. It's almost that sort of old-fashioned night watchman vibe that you used to get in streets. So Poseidon Safety Management, have a word with them. If they are not for you, they will recommend other ways around it, but have a chat with them. They're so good. So that is 01208 455 245. So if you're in Devon and Cornwall and you need a property looking after, they're your people.
Abbeycare.co.uk, experts in rehabilitation. Hello. Experts in rehabilitation and addictions of all kinds. You got your drugs, you got your booze. I'm not moving it because my fingers are here. You got your drugs, you got your booze, you got your sex, you got your gambling, you got your food, you got your shopping. They cover it all. Man and woman, they cover it all. They have got centres in Glasgow and Gloucester, residential centres, and you might think, well, I don't live near any of those places. Good. It's good. It's good to kind of get it. You don't want to, if you can avoid it, you don't want a rehab that's just around the corner.
Take yourself away from the familiar, because the familiar is the problem, right?
Get away. Go and have a look at their website, abbeycare.co.uk. It ain't cheap, right? But 25% discount on your treatment if you mention this show. 25% discount if you mention this show. JBU Records. Big up the JBU. Tom, I think, is in the chat as we speak. This is just an insane and wonderful album. It's a Christmas album, and it features a lot of kids, Japanese kids. Hey, Tom, features a lot of Japanese kids singing Christmas songs, some traditional ones, a lot that you'll know, some that you won't know. Also features this band. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Carapons. Look at this. Let me move over here so you can see them in all their heavenly glory. Wowzers. I love Japanese bands. They remind me of one of the times we went to Japan, and we stopped off on the way to Osaka, and we stopped off at this castle, and then we saw this little sort of festival happening in this car park. It was like a little stage and some chairs, and we watched some bands, and we saw this amazing girl playing the ukulele and singing songs. It was incredible. And I went up to her afterwards and said, really bad Japanese, I think that's great. And she didn't speak English, and I bought a CD. Anyway, this is great. We will play a bit of their song that's on this album a little bit later on. Here we go. Dave says, I've ordered mine already. Look at that. You get 10% discount if you use the code TLNA. That stands for us, the Late Night Alternative. And you're thinking, well, okay, but where do I go to get the album? You can play it on Spotify if you, but this is such a beautiful thing. It's got a lovely booklet as well, hasn't it?
Yep, so you can sing along. Even if you don't speak Japanese, I know, it's a miracle. So I'm going to get it for my kids.
Yeah.
It's a lovely little sort of thing in the run-up to Christmas. We always like a Christmas CD on the go, and this is one they haven't heard before.
I think the CD's a tenner, right, which is nothing for a CD these days. It's nothing for a Japanese CD. $9.99, you get 10% off. You're getting a CD for £9. Buy two or three, send it out as a Christmas present. It's great. Send it out before Christmas, because you get Christmas album on Christmas Day. You don't get much out of it.
No.
So get it out early and say, this is a lovely early Christmas present.
This
and,
is the thing. Floss1412 says, my son speaks Japanese. I might get this
get
for him.
It.
Ideal.
I don't want any mites. Get it. Go and get it.
Dave Dogface says, it's going to be the soundtrack to Work's Christmas pizza event.
As it should be, man. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. We've done an hour. Bloody buzz. Right, I'm going to fix all of this tomorrow. So I'm going to write on my whiteboard.
Buzz.
Buzz. And Streamlabs. But also, why, when you play this, here we go. Yeeta says, thank you for the subscription. Haven't tuned into you two since Talk Radio. Literally saved me through some of the darkest, depressive episodes ever. I'm glad you're still with us. Still got my fingers crossed to be one of the 26 people to get into Stonehenge, though. Still waiting. It'll never happen. Andy Wise, guys, thank you for the resub. Adam, thank you for the resub. Atari, thank you for the resub. Danny, thank you for the resub. 6 months. Stuart, 6 months. Matty, 3 months in a row, thank you for the resub. We mentioned Primordial Radio with the raid, thanking you. There we go. Richard, thank you for the resub. Loads. Why is that audio, I don't quite need, it's these glasses, that's too far for them.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Reach the limit of the glasses' power.
Sinjin, we'll come to you in a second. I just want to work out why that is playing. Oh baby, I love you so much. Why is that playing through that speaker? Why is it playing through the speaker? So we go there, we go to,
they've cancelled Brexit.
That didn't go through the speaker. Did you hear that? You hear that, right?
Yes.
So what's
that word then?
Well, was it on Skype? Which window?
They've cancelled Brexit.
Well, why did that come through?
They've cancelled Brexit.
Will it make a difference if we're talking to someone?
Maybe I've flushed the system out. Could someone? I don't want to be that guy. Could someone? If I'm going to put, I'm going to put one of these down. I'm going to put Give Us the Meat down to 10 bits, right? So Give Us the Meat is now 10 bits. Could someone test it for us, please? It's 10 bits. It's 10 pence. Could someone test it for us, please? Here we go.
Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat.
Sound alert, monitor and output.
Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat.
They're doing it again, but then we can't hear it. Why is that coming through there?
Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat.
Fixed it.
Thank you, Cantona.
Sometimes this Streamlabs is such a pain in the bum, and streamers will get this. Because sometimes
give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat.
We got it. It works now. Thank you. You can hear it twice. Can someone do it one more time?
Give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, give us the meat, the meat.
You can hear the echo. Hang on.
Give us the meat, give us the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat.
Try it now.
Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give
now,
us the meat.
Hear that now.
Give us the meat.
Goodness sakes, man.
Give us the meat. Meat. Give us give the meat. The meat. Give us give the meat. The meat. Give us give the meat.
One more time for luck. Go on. That's not playing.
The meat. The meat. Meat.
It would be that one, wouldn't it?
You're right. We're having a moment.
Give us the meat. The meat. Give us the meat. The meat. Give us the meat. The meat. Give us the meat. The meat.
It worked yesterday. Why?
Is it because we had that meeting?
Give us the meat. The meat. Give us the meat. The meat. Give us the meat. The meat. Give us the meat. The meat.
I know there's echo. There's so much meat. Right. Okay. You don't have the browser open, do you? No, 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 no.
Give us the meat, the meat. Give us the meat, the meat. Give us the meat, the meat. Give us the meat, the meat.
No. No. No.
Give us the meat, the meat. Give us the meat, the meat. Give us the meat, the meat. Give us the meat, the meat.
Both of those there. Try again.
Give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat.
Where else is coming through, is there?
Michael, double dinners. Exactly.
Give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat.
Over 1,000 viewers, I know, which is what we're
They heard there was meat going.
Give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat.
I think it's an extension, isn't it?
Oh.
Discover extensions. No, we won't. We're going to go to the channel.
What's going on?
Here we go. Right, so we're going to...
Give us the meat, the meat. Give us the meat, the meat. Give us the meat, the meat. Give us the meat, the meat.
Hang on. Right, now you can't hear. Right, yes, you can. So why is that coming through there? Oh, Jesus, I hate the world so much.
Can I help? Would you like a cup of tea?
I'd love a cup of Red Bush, please. This is the stream for
this
the
This is how
guys.
Brits help each other. I'm going to make him a cup of tea.
What it's all about. So sound alerts. Here we go. You can help me, guys. It worked earlier. It worked earlier. And now it's not working. So I want to go, to the sound alert thing. Configure. Here we go. Configure.
Give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat.
I can do it if I turn that off, but I need to have that on.
Give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, give us the meat, give us the meat.
Hey Tallulah, you're not Tallulah from the Electric Parade, are you? That didn't fix it though. That doesn't fix it. It doesn't fix it. It doesn't fix it.
Give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat. Give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat, give us the meat, the meat.
Why are you doing that? Why? All right, hang on, try it now. No, that won't do it. That won't do it.
Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat.
Why doesn't it work? It's not sorted. Because we can't hear it. We need to be able to hear it.
Give us the meat. Give us the meat.
Oh, hang on.
Give
hang
us
on.
The
we
meat.
Might be able to do it.
Give us the meat.
I might have fixed it, but I don't know what I did, and that's not a great fix. No, it won't.
Give us the meat. Give us the meat.
Give us the meat.
The meat.
Give us the meat.
The meat.
Knockers are better.
Why is that doing that? I bet. Do you know what? I bet if I, I'm gonna turn this off, and I bet if I. No, it's not my mics. It's not the mics. It's coming through the computer. Show 71. Right, let's turn this off because I know how to do it. Right, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It was gone. I'll have my hair's gone funny. It's got funny parting. We'll have a look at that Buzz Streamlabs sound. I thought it was going too smoothly. I think if I close Streamlabs and come back to it, I think it will work. But I cannot be bothered to do that. Welcome to the show! Shall we open the phone lines? Ask Engine! Thank you, Simon, for your kind tweet. Hey!
Hi, what's up?
Yes, man!
Oh, my goodness.
I hope you're laughing at something that's just happened over there in America and not me trying to fix the sound stuff on my stream, because that would be rude.
No, not at all. Something happened over here. I don't know what it was, but it was funny. Mm. And that's the only thing that I'm laughing about.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you got good news. You guys came up with the new president, and you came up with the cure for coronavirus. You beat Oxford and Cambridge. What? Oxford and Cambridge. Did you not know? You've got a cure for...
I heard about the first part, but I didn't see who came up with the coronavirus
vaccine. America. Pfizer.
Well, we win again. So.
Pfizer. Please don't correct my pronunciation.
I'm just so used to us winning that, like, it's just, like, second nature. I don't even pay attention to it.
Catherine is trying to be part of the show, even though she's not in this room, so she can kiss it. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You know, it's getting by, you know.
All right, I might have lied. I'm not doing the best, but I'm
Oh
no. Hi guys, I hope everybody's having a good day. I don't have tea. I had hot chocolate. It's my Buzz Lightyear cup. I don't know if you can see that. I think you can. But it's very cool, and I have my Buzz Lightyear shirt on. I'm just going to talk to you guys. I don't know where he went though. Oh, and I have pizza, apparently. My wife is in chat. Cool. Right? It's got like, so you can see it. It's like the early.
Well.
The early concept art Buzz Lightyear. Oh, no. The Skype thing has it.
Oh, well.
I'm Buzz every
day. Is this Engine hijacked our show?
Yeah, he's showing off his buzz. Speaking of buzzes.
Good for you, man.
Hey, Sinjin, that is another excellent shirt.
Well, guys, my Xbox has just arrived, so that's the end of this stream tonight. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
We'll do an unboxing.
Yes.
We'll do an unboxing. This will get us loads of views, unboxing. Hey, Sinjin, sorry, man. We're with you now,
you're
brother.
Fine. Good you're to fine. See you. Is my microphone muted? Can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully.
Okay. Oh,
no, we can't. We can't hear you.
Wait.
Sinjin, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
I can hear me through one of your headsets, so I heard it.
Hello?
I'm checking the stream now.
Is he doing a
thing? I'm watching the VOD. I'm watching the stream. Hang on.
Is this an American thing?
I can hear myself.
He's doing a thing.
I can hear myself on the stream. It's fine. I know how this works.
We nearly got you, America.
Next time.
How are you, Kath? I didn't get to say hi to you properly.
I'm all right.
Good.
Thanks very much for voting for the right person.
Mm-hmm. He didn't, though. He voted Trump.
Well, he did vote for the right person.
Don't put that on me. No, I did not.
He's one of the 70 million that voted for hate.
I want to throw up when you say that. I did not at all.
What's the vibe like over there, man?
The vibe is pretty surprising, at least where I am. So, D.C., I don't know if you guys saw, like, the outcome for D.C. as far as voting. It was, like, 93% Biden, like, 7% Trump, which is hilarious. And I live in Maryland, so D.C. is, like, inside of Maryland. Baltimore was kind of everywhere. But thankfully, before the election, I didn't see a lot of, like, dumb people riding around with, like, flags outside the back of their pickup trucks. Like, maybe, like, one or two. But I think the area that I live in is pretty progressive, so we all are super happy about it.
It's a start, isn't it? Again, the same with the coronavirus thing. This ain't the end. Everything's going to take a lot of rebuilding. The damage that your previous dickhead president did. You know, any argument of him being a fascist is indisputable now because he is denying actual democracy.
Yeah.
Last time there was a big news story about that, it was Iran. He is denying people's votes, but he's not a fascist. Well, that's it. If you didn't think it in the last 4 years, that's it, man. And there are people voting for someone who doesn't want to count votes.
It's crazy. I didn't see too much of it, like I said, like firsthand or anything, because I've also still been kind of like keeping to myself inside my house. I'm not like, hey, everything's over with. Let's go rip off all of our masks and hug each other. But yeah, it's definitely weird. It's super weird. And I hope that it's over soon. But knowing him, he's probably going to like dispute the count. And then there's going to be a recount. And the count's not even done yet. So we're going to have to wait longer. And I think
does it have to be done? You've got like 70 days or something, isn't he? You've got 70 more days before it has to be done and dusted.
I think it's around like the end of December, like around the new year. So hopefully it'll be a happy new year and we can just finally say goodbye. I did hear something interesting today that apparently there's a group of people that are Trump supporters that are planning on all moving to one like state and trying to vote him as a governor because like that's how they can control that state. And he'll just be like a little like state controlled area.
That's not a terrible idea, is it? That's not a terrible idea. If it's just those guys being ruled over by him, they might realize
then
that
you could drop a bomb. go and drop a nuclear bomb on that place. I'd do it.
If it's off the coast, like on an island, I don't mind. I don't want it to be inside of
anywhere. Let's put them on the same island that we're planning to put all the paedophiles on. Let's do them. Do you know, I suspect there'll be a bit of the Venn diagram. I think will cross over quite nicely there
I saw on Twitter that Mike Pompeo was asked whether he would guarantee the smooth transition of power. And he said there will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration, right? Hilarious. If you're not living in the country that we're talking about, you know, if this was some sort of republic with a guy in a military uniform and with lots of medals that he had made for himself, we wouldn't be surprised. But this is America.
I'm not surprised at anything anymore.
No.
There was people that were saying, because I don't know if you guys were keeping up with it when Hillary lost and Trump was going and everybody, like a lot of Democrats were sad and they were saying that they would like to leave the country if they could just to like protect like their like mental health. And because there was like just concerns of being like any kind of oppressed or anything like that. So everybody was making fun of Democrats and being like, oh, leave the country if you want to. But now like the roles have reversed and they're all saying that they want to leave. And guess what these idiots are saying? They're saying that they want to go to Alaska because it's outside of the country. Just because it's not directly connected to America doesn't mean that it's not America. Oh, I've been getting heated, but I've been keeping to myself for the most part.
What's the best meal you've had in the last 10 days?
I had this new place that opened up called BurgerFi. Apparently it's a chain, but they're like super fancy. They like stamp their burger buns with like little, like, you know how they stamp like cows and stuff with like prods and stuff. It was so good though. They have these versions of fries that are called boardwalk fries around here.
Oh Jesus, I'm looking at their website. BurgerFi, F as in burger FI, right?
Yeah.
Let's have a little look at their website.
Oh man alive.
Hang on a minute. Let's get
introducing our new spicified chicken sandwich.
Look at that. Look at the hang on. Let's move. Look at the state of that. Is great. BurgerFi is branded. Baby. BurgerFi cares. Whatever. awarded the best burger joint.
Oh, look at that cheese, man.
Oh, you dirty. Oh, you filthy bastards. Look at that, man. Ultimate bacon cheeseburger.
It looks like what's on the website, too. It's not like something that's like propped up to look completely different than what you actually get.
Yeah, like McDonald's in the pictures, it looks kind of big. And then when you get it, it looks like someone sat on it.
Oh, my God. I have such a gripe with McDonald's recently.
Oh, really?
Oh. What, because their food is shit?
Well, that's part of it.
I like a Mac and D's, but it's terrible.
I have two things. So you guys get special limited edition items for Christmas that we don't get. Oh. Apparently you're getting like a double Big Mac or something, which just seems like
that came out the same day the coronavirus vaccine was announced. And I saw someone tweet, what a day to be alive.
Sing Hosanna.
It just seems like such an American thing to do, to like double the meat. Why do we not have that? First of all, you guys have like cheese dippers or something that look like mozzarella bits that look delicious. I would probably try them if it was like late at night. But the other thing that I have a problem with is McDonald's marketing team. So they had this promotion for, I think he's a Hispanic rapper named J Balvin. I don't know if you guys have seen the promotions for it.
No.
Maybe not in the UK. So did you hear about the Travis Scott meal?
No.
Celebrities are getting meals made at McDonald's that are just like...
No, like in old sort of New York diners and delis and stuff.
Where you have the Al Pacino.
Yeah. You get the Frank Sinatra. He ate in there once in 56. We named a sandwich after him.
Right. That's exactly what it is. They're kind of lame. They're all like with like one modification over.
Scott Bile.
The Travis Scott one was like with, it was like a double cheeseburger with barbecue sauce on it or something.
Okay.
Like it's fine, but it's not
Tony
like
Danza.
A deal. The J Balvin one though, in the commercial, like they describe their meal and they're like, hey, I like this and this and this. He says that he wants a Big Mac. Hold the pickles, please. There's a specific thing that he says in the commercial. Every single promotional piece that I've seen is a Big Mac littered with pickles. He asks you for one thing. You're McDonald's. You can take one picture of a Big Mac without pickles and put it all over the promotions. It's made me so mad how like lazy they were about it. I was like, come on, please. I'm sorry. I'm ranting. I've just been angry about it.
Listen, man, we're in vaccine territory. Is it coming out of the speaker? Is it coming out? No, something's weird. It's not quite right. We're in vaccine territory. That means, I reckon, in 12 months' time, Sinjin, you open the door. Hello, it's Sinjin. Oh my God, it's Ian and Kath. You came to my house in the United States in Maryland, the home of the cookies.
And you brought me some really cold mozzarella dippers.
We will be doing a tour of your house in 1 year's time, Sinjin.
Okay.
You better be ready.
That's fine. I already had planned to come over for Twitch Amsterdam and visit like a bunch of people in the UK. So.
Well, no. You're not invited to ours. Listen very. Listen very carefully. We are inviting us to yours. Mm-hmm. Come and stay at my house, man. Come and do some streams from here. You'd be very welcome.
Very cool.
I live on my own with five cats.
I live with my wife with two dogs. Do you guys want to see Jax real quick?
Yes, I do. Jax, Jax isn't your, a nickname for your penis, is it?
No, no. That's my OnlyFans content. Come on.
In that case, I'm not so sure, but go on.
I have treats. I want to get him over here so that way he can say hi. Hang on one second. Jaxy boy, you want a treat?
Jaxy boy?
By the way,
Jaxy in this country is something different.
Major ass. Oh, I would buy an album, right, or a podcast. I would download a podcast every week, 35 minutes long, and all it was people calling their pets.
Yeah.
Because everyone's got a different voice. I would just listen to that.
I was thrilled today. I called the cat from inside the house and I saw her run around and come through the cat flap.
I think it's coming. Hang on.
It was victory.
Oh, he might be in his cage. I think he just got done eating dinner.
He hasn't got a dog.
No, there isn't a dog.
You raided me because of my dog. I watched the bomb.
No, we didn't. We've never raided you. We've never met you before.
Oh, speaking of raids real quick, do you mind if I self-promote?
No, do it.
Jesus Christ.
I have a 24-hour stream this Friday. That's my 24-hour stream.
Oh, you're doing it. Finally. You came up with a date.
Yeah.
Okay, what time are you starting?
6 p.m. my time. I made sure that I'm going live early enough to where you guys will still be on.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pop in at some point during the show, yeah, and have a little look, and then we'll come and do a little cheeky raid of you.
A little cheeky raid? I appreciate it.
Cheeky raid, Governor.
Let me see if I can get him. Give me 1 second.
Okay, not a problem.
Jaxy!
Okay. Let's
go, dog. Jaxy boy! Oh, here it comes. Come here. Come here. You want this? Oh, come here.
You know he wants that.
Stamp. Get on camera.
It's just someone with a glove on going like that. Come on. Nice. He's doing that.
There he is. Hi.
There he is. Yay. That's a real dog.
Come here. Jax. Come here. Oh, my goodness. Come here. Will you come here? Any other time when I'm streaming, he jumps on top of me. And, of course, now he's not going to. I love you. Thank you. Come here. He's here. You can see him.
We believe in you, Jax. We believe in Christmas. There he is. Look at that.
This is
getting weird. I'm going to cut him off. Goodbye.
Jaxy boy.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.